Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember being on air the next day, and I was like, Bum, this act is tired.
Yeah.
So this thing, they're like, gotcha, Giants fans, you supported Bumgarner. Now, by the end, we were all shifting our thoughts.
Exactly. Well, and they were losing, too. Like, the team wasn't
exactly.
Very good. Like, that's part of this thing where it's like, what are we doing here? And also, like, who's Rafi Devers to Kyle Freeland? Like, there's no beef there.
I don't know the backstory.
He's an American League guy for most of his career. He's been here for a cup of coffee. Like, what is he? Who is that guy? It's so random. Like, I kind of would have understood
so
it
random.
If it was the Dodgers or the Padres. But the Rockies? You have 39 wins.
But here's where
why are you going out of your way to do this?
But this is where I would say, like, and this is the element of, as you get a little older, you never know what someone's going through behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You just never know. So maybe something else in his life, and I'm speculating here, but like I've had moments where I've exploded on someone and like I've retconned myself and I'm like, oh my gosh, that individual did not have that coming and didn't realize like I was in a bad place for X, Y, and Z reasons and I'm in the wrong
right.
For exploding the way that I did and that person just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I betcha the Freeland thing is more that than it is anything Rafi, driven. Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this.
Keith Law on line one.
Hey, look, I do the Devers deal.
Serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldSealLover.com.
I'm sorry. I'll tell Keith Law to his face. I'd do that Devers deal all day.
I think Keith was saying he'd do it all day. He just said that Buster Posey had a little help in regards to that. That's it. By the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KTMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app. Coming live from the Laugh Amongst Heroes. Got to be honest, this time yesterday, I did not expect to be talking San Francisco Giants for this first full hour, but they have earned the right for us to talk about them. On September 3rd, a day before the start of week one of the NFL season, we are talking Giants baseball. Why are we talking Giants baseball? Well, Rafi Devers has been red hot. The Giants have been red hot. They're a game over 500 right now. They are 5 back from the third wild card spot in the National League. The Mets, yes, they've won 2 in a row. That sucks, but the Mets haven't been playing good baseball overall. Keep their foot on the gas, and maybe, just maybe, they'll have some action. But I think yesterday's win was even bigger than whatever takes place the rest of this month, Joe. What could potentially bleed over into next year.
Did you notice, actually, something hilarious happened later on in the game?
What?
I think it was completely overshadowed.
Casey
Schmidt hit a home run.
He did.
And there were two old timers sitting in like folding chairs in the left field. Did you see this?
I did, yes.
And I'm going to show it to you right now. He hits the ball so hard, the old timer leans up and like goes back and falls over in the folding chair. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
There you go.
I'm showing it to you right now.
You are. I'm seeing it right now. Matt Nahegan, our program director, posted it and just absolutely falls down. It's great. That's awesome.
It's hilarious.
I just love old people trying to get bald. Like, the bald dudes is the best part of the Giants games when they're, like, clearly, like, way too old to be doing this. And they try to dive out, and they, like, they clearly, like, pull or stretch something.
There's a whole, like, gamut you have to go through to be a bald dude.
Really?
I tried to do it for my dad one year, and it's just, it's very, there's, like, a,
It's like a vetting process?
Yeah, and like a boot camp, and then you get assigned a certain amount of games, and they do do some rare one-offs, but it's not something that you could just anyone could do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was literally like a different person every single time.
No, they've got like a, like I said, there's like a whole checklist on how to become a bald dude.
That's fascinating.
It's not as easy as you would think. And I'm not knocking the Giants. I mean, you're on the field of play.
No, for sure. I'm actually picturing Sam Lubman being a bald dude at one point with that hair, that flow, him reaching out and trying to dive for some of these balls. I think he'd be the best one at the station to do it. Sam, no? You'd never do that? Carter would be the one to stick out the most, probably. He's 6 foot seven.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to dive out there.
Who is that Giant?
So what?
Sitting in a tiny folding chair.
All right, so game over. All right, game over 500. Not game over, man. Shout out Aliens. Bill Paxton, rest in peace. 70-69, Rafi Devers officially became a Giant yesterday. If you agree or disagree, 888-957-9570. I'd love for your participation this morning. Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line, same number. Willie Adames became a Giant yesterday. Matt Chapman. We're not talking a lot about Matt Chapman being the guy, the first one out there to shove Kyle Freeland.
It's the most emotion I've seen him display at any point in a Giants uniform. No, it really is.
You've been critical of Matt Chapman.
Because I was a big Chapman fan last year, and they had nothing. And I was like, no, this guy goes about it the right way, and he does everything. And I've been thoroughly underwhelmed with his leadership this year, given all the money that he's been given. And just like, look, part of it is he got hurt. Right. And we didn't realize how injured he was. These guys don't disclose stuff.
No.
And so they leave themselves open to be crushed by people like me who don't have all the information. Well, I'm just calling
it's true. It's true.
Like, I don't have all the information. And so I'm crushing the guy, and then come to find out actually the wrist is more injured than we anticipated. But quite frankly, like, he's a flatliner, and being a flatliner is okay. Mm. But when you have a team filled with flatliners and you're the most expensive of said flatliners, you become a beacon of criticism, a lightning rod for criticism. So, I probably unfairly have been crushing Chapman more than others because I think he's had a pretty down year.
No, I think this team's been fairly crushed the last couple months, and rightfully so. I mean, when we make a trade, if I'm the Giants, we make a trade for Rafi Devers, and I get the Dave Flemings, the Keith Laws, the Jim Bowdens of the world, all these major, national media writers saying, yeah, the Giants, they're a player in the National League now after this trade. They are a legit playoff contender. And when they fall flat on their face with those expectations, we're going to crush them. And I think deservedly so. But they took their licks, and the pressure came off of them because we weren't talking about them anymore. We were talking about the San Francisco 49ers because we thought the season's over, and the season might still be over. Again, they're five back. Not that it would take a miracle, but if I'm giving them a percentage to make it, probably 25, 20% right now.
Is that high?
It's probably that exact for me, and maybe that's even more optimistic.
Yeah, I'm probably more in like the 10% range.
Okay, sure.
Just because I know how difficult it is to win. This seems so streaky, Joe.
I know
they'll lose 9 in a row and then they'll win 9 in a row.
But maybe this is the May Giants we're seeing right now. Maybe this is the team we're seeing right now.
They're erratic.
They are very erratic, and they have some games against teams tight with them in the standings against the Cardinals, against the D-backs right there. And then you got the Dodgers, D-backs again, the Dodgers again. Like, so this is going to be a tough stretch here. And
Joe,
they finish up, by the way, at home with the Colorado Rockies, and hopefully it's Kyle Freeland in the last game.
Joe, here's what I would say. If you just remove the fact that we're almost at the end of this year, what this signifies to me is not about just this year. Them rallying around each other, showing this spirit, this fight, this camaraderie, tells me this team is worth buying into in the offseason. Swinging deals, signing someone, adding to the mix. That's what this screams to me.
I wonder if fans are with that recent stretch with the game yesterday, are you buying back into this team? And are you doubling down on this team in the offseason, Giants fans? Because just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about potentially, and when you say blow it up, I do want to get like some perspective here. Blowing it up, when we were at this point a couple weeks ago talking about it, it wasn't like we were sold on the foundational pieces. So like blowing something up for me is doing something like, if you're the Yankees and you totally blow it up, the Yankees would never do that, but like selling every single person. We
what the
really
Jaguars did many years ago, trading Jalen Ramsey and everybody else. And
like, that's blowing it up. Like
the Marlins is blowing it
up.
We
had so many players on this team that were just major question marks that you didn't even know if they were legit players or everyday players going forward. But right now, we've seen Jung-Hoo Lee adjust at the big league level. That was a major question mark. We've seen Willie Adames adjust and see like the Willie Adames we've seen from the past few years. We've seen Rafi Devers finally seem to get comfortable being a Giant, and definitely not only at Coors Field, because one thing at Coors Field, great. No, he's been doing it at Oracle Park, which means a whole hell of a lot more doing it at home. So we've finally seen these guys go through the crucible and now react to it. Now, I think a lot of Giants fans might be cynical and saying, yeah, well, great. You did it when the pressure's off and the season's over.
I think that's a fair retort, though. I was listening to Steinie make the case yesterday, like, you know, when the pressure's off, because he saw the Warriors do it for so many years. Oh, now you start to play, you know, good baseball. Right. And, you know, I get where he's coming with that. And that's the only criticism I would have during this stretch is it because you kind of knew you had nothing to lose?
Is it too little, too late, Giants fans, 888-957-9570, for you to dive back into this season? Because I'm kind of buying it right now. I don't, like, it's weird, Joe. Like, there's part of me where it's like, this isn't happening. Anything could happen. But the way we've been talking about...
Anything is possible.
We've been talking about this team for so many months, and it's been so negative. So there is part of me where it's just like, I don't want to get suckered in. And baseball is this sport where it's so damn long, right? And it's hard. And that's why we're not really hot takey about baseball, because you can't really be hot takey about it because there's too many damn games to do so. Now, we have all the hot takes from college football. We have all the hot takes from the NFL. I'm sure we'll have a hot take this week if the Niners win in dominating fashion or they get blown out or whatever. That's just what we do. But with baseball in particular, it wasn't even a hot take to just say this team's just not good and they're uninspiring and they're boring. Now, is it just a couple week stretch here where we're just all going to be all of a sudden all the way back in? I don't know. But I'm liking what I'm seeing. How about that?
Joe, it's hard to envision them making a playoff push when we literally don't know if they have five starters.
Well, now we're talking about Justin Verlander coming back next year as a fourth or fifth starter. You all back in on Justin Verlander now?
I mean, my guy Kaiway Tang has saved the rotation.
Poor Kaiway Tang.
Hey, Landon, what are you talking about? Player of the game the other day.
I know. It was more in jest. Landon Roop, bone bruise. But hey, you know what? If you make the playoffs, maybe there's an outside chance to get Landon Roop back for a series, Sammy. Am I right? By the way, Kyle Freeland, we haven't heard from the starting pitcher yesterday that
yeah,
got
Yeah, I would
wrong.
Like to hear from
you
him.
You want to hear what he had to say? His explanation on why he got upset about one Rafi Devers for what he probably thought was a pimp job. In reality, he just didn't even know if it was fair or not. It's Coors Field. You never know with these things. It was a moonshot, though. And I did love that Logan Webb had his back, that Matt Chapman had his back, Willie Adames had his back. Can we get Bob Melvin's thoughts as well after the game? Do we got any Bob Melvin sound? I'd love to hear from the skipper as well. We'll get into that on the other side.
Guys out there.
You're making fun of Bob. This team's rallying behind him, Joe. They're rallying behind Bob Melvin. I think you owe him an apology
behind
on the other side.
Behind or despite?
You owe him an apology on the other side.
I'm not apologizing. You're one game over 500.
Five games back. They're hot right now. And that's what's coming up the game. Brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
Poor Kaiway Tang.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
About it. You guys really, really, really care about fantasy.
You don't? You're acting like you're
this is the guy dude? Who would get together with his buddies every year to do these long fantasy drafts in person?
Yeah, just to see my homies who I don't
that's
see.
That's what it's for. Yeah, just to see the homies.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, dude.
And share
okay,
stories.
Sure, yeah, totally.
Make says the guy who said he's going to brag so much if he wins the league.
Yeah. I literally never came out of my mouth once.
You said that yesterday.
Literally yesterday.
You literally said that multiple times after you got the last pick.
Well, I mean, that was just me defending
actually,
myself.
It's Mark in San Ramon is going to be picking for you.
Nice.
So it's going to be Lubman, then myself, Dan Dibley, and then producer Carter in the back with the first four picks. And then the ball really gets rolling after that.
I'm like the Giants, because the Giants, once they realized they had no shot at the playoffs, started playing well. Once I go all auto draft on this draft today, I have nothing to lose.
Well,
I'm in win-win mode.
Technically, you are in auto draft mode today because Mark and San Ramon's doing it for you. But as long as
after
he doesn't,
you guys cheated and heavy-handed the lottery.
You saw me draw the names.
I know, David Stern. We watched you.
Oh, okay.
We watched you.
Don't you ever compare me to that man? I have nothing.
David Stern is way smarter than you.
I have nothing nice to say about him. It's the 2025 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit happening tomorrow, though. Joe, you going to be there? Yeah, September 4th, tomorrow, King's Fish House, Western Valley Fair. You're going to be there, locked and loaded, talking some Niners football,
yeah.
Baby. And you know what's awesome?
We were trying to get Carter to take a ride with me, and he didn't want to get in the car with me.
Really? If you want to go and take a ride with me, that's where you're going to be playing some Nelly. There you go.
We'll see.
Willard Dibbs going to be live 2-4, King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Hey, must be the money.
From fantasy football.
Summit is going to be after them. So 4-6, all the hosts, myself, Shasky, Steiny, Goo, Willard, and Dibbs. Again, King's Fish House, Santa Clara, be there or be square. And apparently, according to sources, this isn't going to be like all the other summits. There's going to be some new things happening tomorrow, Joe. Some games being played.
Oh.
Some little not prizes being given out, because that would have been way too fun, but
I think there'll be some stuff.
We got some stuff percolating tomorrow, and I'm pretty excited about
Where's
it.
Where's Kingfish?
King's Fish House at
King's
West
Fish House.
Field.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's all right. It's all right. You love the fish, so I know you're excited about getting
I
that.
Love seafood.
Yeah, I know you do. Did you see the menu? It's huge.
No. I like to go and organically, you know, touch and feel the menu myself.
Westfield Valley Fair, Santa Clara,
nice.
4-6 tomorrow, 95.7 The Game, Red and Gold Summit. We're going to be talking some Niners football here this morning. I promise you that. But you know what? The Giants have been the talk of the town this far because Rafi Devers officially became a Giant yesterday, going at the Rockies pitcher in the very first inning. And it wasn't even him going at him. It was Kyle Freeland going at Rafi Devers for having the gall and audacity to hit a home run off of him. Oh, my God, Kyle. It's not like he's the first pitcher to do that. I'm sure you've given up like 60 or 70 home runs already this season because you have a 3-14 record and you have 100 losses on the season and your team sucks and they're irrelevant and they're always going to be irrelevant. Better cry about it. And this is what he did after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, found it extremely disrespectful to, you know, show me up like that in the first inning after hitting a home run, standing there watching it, taking your sweet time getting down to first base. Been in this league for quite some time, and I know he is as well. I just find that extremely disrespectful, and felt that I needed to let him know about that.
I mean, Jesus, like, that's disrespectful? That That's the bar for disrespect. Holding the bat while, by the way, he was in movement the entire time. He wasn't standing. He was in movement because I watched it back 1,000 times. And he's watching the ball. Is it out? Is it in? Is it out? As he's like not even waving the bat. He's kind of moving it from shoulder to shoulder. Kyle Freeland, I mean, is his name Karen? Are we sure it's not Karen instead of Kyle?
Karen Freeland? That's pretty good. That might be his mom.
I mean, is that his name? Like, honest to gosh, what are we doing?
Well, he's been in the league. He is right. He's been in the league since 2017, and I'm just looking at the stats here. Oh, he had one really good season in 2018. He had a 2.85 ERA. Wow, that's impressive. 17-7. Oh, 3-11, 9-11, 6-14, 5-8. Oh, 3-14. Oh, wow. Yeah, you have been in the league a long time, Kyle Shells. I don't know how you've lasted this long.
If you're disrespected by that, I would say your threshold for disrespect is ridiculously low.
I think you were on the money when you said this last segment, Joe. Something must have bothered him earlier that day.
I truly believe there's something on this. I think there's something else going on in his life.
Well, they're like Rafi Devers, first off, like I mentioned, he's an American League guy for the most part. This is his first cup of coffee in the National League. This isn't a rivalry by any means, the Rockies and Giants. The Rockies wish they had a rival. They don't. It's the second batter of the game, and he's literally... If Kyle Freeland just took a second to just actually look at Rafi Devers and see what he was doing and not getting in his feels, he would have noticed that he was making sure it was a fair ball because he was literally leaning to the left and right like, I don't know if it's a fair ball or not.
Joe,
it's obvious.
He swung the bat and Kyle Freeland was looking to get upset.
To get upset.
If you watch it, like he knew right away, A, it was gone. Freeland knew immediately and he was like, staring at him, waiting to be triggered. I'm telling you, I think there's something more to this guy. Something's going on with him, you know, personally or whatever, because I just think the actions and his obsession over Devers did not fit whatever crime he thinks Devers committed. It was like he jaywalked, and he treated him like he just did, you know, armed robbery.
So apparently we have a Kyle Freeland defender from Colorado. This is Scotty Gange. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Sports anchor for Channel 9 News out in Denver, Colorado. Here he is yesterday on his Instagram talking about defending Kyle Freeland.
Okay, here we go. This is an awesome brawl in the Rockies-Giants game that happened literally just moments ago here on this Tuesday. Kyle Freeland of the Rockies leaves one up. Rafael Devers moonshots it. He admires it. He goes slowly to first base. Kyle Freeland, the Rockies pitcher, didn't love that. They're barking back and forth at each other. Rafael Devers is maybe at first base. I'm not sure. Here comes Matt Chapman from the on-deck circle. Now here we go. Benches are clearing. Tempers are hot. Dudes are pissed. Barking some, pushing some, shoving. Here's Chapman, another angle. I mean, he just kind of comes from the other side. And now Freeland's like, I'm not taking that. Yeah, we have lost 99 games this season. I'm not taking that, though. I kind of like it. It's the most passion I've seen in a Rockies game all season long. Kyle Freeland grew up in Denver. He's been the Rockies the longest of any player on this team. Can you tell he's a little fired up? Warren Schaefer, the inner manager, pushes him away. Finally, several minutes later, Rafael Devers actually circles the bases. So Freeland gets tossed. Devers did not. Here's a nice look at it, right? I mean, Devers is just taking it in. You can kind of read Kyle Freeland's lips here. I'm no John Boy, but I think he's probably just saying, just run. Just run around the bases. Just run. And then Chapman comes in from behind, and then it becomes a whole big thing. You can see the guys in the Giants dugout. So, oh, here we go. They already knew before he even pushed them it was going to be a deal. So Chapman got tossed for that push. Again, Rafael Devers didn't. And then Willy Adames got thrown out, too, because just as it was all ending, he starts barking at the Rockies dugout and running over there. What a moment.
Okay, can we just start at the top? I don't know. Who's this guy?
Scotty Gange. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, all right. It's not a brawl. Have any of you ever, like, and I'm not trying to say that I'm some fighter. I'm really not. Have any of you ever really been in a brawl? That is not a brawl. That's a couple of dudes showing testosterone. You know what that is? That's a Saturday morning basketball fracas. Like, that is nothing. Like, that's a hard foul where a bunch of guys get into it, or, you know, a tackle that somebody, you know, took exception to, and a bunch of guys got into it. That is not a brawl. A brawl is, we've got people swinging all over the place.
Malice at the Palace was a brawl.
100%.
This was a couple of guys pushing and shoving. And a bunch of...
A brawl?
Whenever the bench is quote-unquote clear, the benches, when everyone gets out onto the field, it always just looks crazier than it actually is. It just is. We just want to get upset and get fired up. And I do think there is a part of us as humans, and this is just in our nature, we want to see and we crave violence on some level.
Any child elementary school, two kids get into it and it's a fight. And there's a circle and everyone goes crazy. And you're 100% correct. But like, that's not a brawl. Can we all that's not a brawl.
Well, and the disrespectful angle in all this, like, what is more disrespectful? Doing what Kyle Freeland did yesterday or doing what Rafi Devers did? It's Kyle Freeland. Dude, get out of your feelings. You're the one that comes away from all this.
I totally agree.
Looking soft. You look soft. You are perceived as soft now. And yeah, the fact that you did grow up in Denver, Colorado, honestly makes it worse. Just wear it, dude. You're the hometown guy. You're supposed to be the leader of that team. Act like it. You know who I saw being a leader yesterday? Was Matt Chapman. Was Willie Adames. Was Rafi Devers. Was all those other Giants teams. The Dom Smiths picking up for Matt Chapman. Casey Schmidt picking it up for Willie Adames. Vice versa, right? Those guys filling in after they got ejected and stepping up and scoring runs and hitting home runs. That is what true leadership looks like.
And I 100% agree. Then the other part that he brings up, the guy who did that Instagram, TikTok,
Scotty,
whatever.
Scotty, don't.
He goes, they're going back and forth. No, Freeland was yelling at Devers, and Devers is jogging down the line, okay? And we'll get to the jogging portion of this in a second. Jogging down the line, looks over his shoulder like, are you talking to me? Like, what? Like, almost confused. And then he's like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, that's the way I interpreted it. Again, I watched it over and over again. So that I disagree with. Also, newsflash, have you seen Kyle Schwarber run around the bases? He's not running. He's not even jogging. He's walking.
Have you seen Juan Soto? Have you seen Fernando Tatis? Have you seen Manny Machado?
I take more umbrage with Juan Soto taking a pitch 2 inches off the plate when he does the karate, whatever that squat thing is that he does. I think that's way more disrespectful.
Wax on, wax off.
You know exactly what
I'm
talking
exactly
about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, I see all these little kids now doing it. I'm like, dude.
I kind of love it.
It's so dumb. No, you look ridiculous.
I kind of love it.
And then I'm like, look. That what Devers did yesterday had is he supposed to go head down Matt Williams 1989 style running around the bases at full speed? Kyle Freeland, have you been living under a rock for the last decade?
Well, he is a Rocky. Sorry,
that's pretty good.
It was right there.
No, but I'm dead serious. Again, Juan Soto takes a pitch, not even a home run. He takes a pitch and he does this thing. Goes like this. I don't even know what is this called? What it's like, I feel like I'm yogaing or something.
Well, what was that exercise, that like jazzercising? What was that guy called, those infomercials that would always
Richard
do?
Richard Simmons?
No, it was the other guy who was, he had a leotard too. It wasn't Richard Simmons. Ty Bo? Something like that?
Oh, well, Ty Bo was more like karate kicking and stuff.
Yeah, but that's kind of what you're doing right there. Is exactly what
I don't even know what they're doing. But again, I've watched Elliot Ramos bat flip a walk all year. All year!
I'm not mad at it.
All year! Have you guys bat flipping walks? And then he flips off all the 75 garments that he has on him of protection. What Adames did is like going to church. It was nothing in the modern day. It's ridiculous.
We have a special guest on the hotline right now, courtesy of River Islands. It's the one, the only, the guy that has the pick in the fantasy football draft here at 95.7 The Game. He'll let us know his thought process in a 16-team league. But before we get to that, we got Mark Willard talking Giants baseball on the morning roast. You know it's big time and a big time win when Mark Willard graces us with his presence this morning. Mark, how are we feeling after yesterday, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty good. Good morning, boys. Spadoni, the number is 10. The pick is 10. And I can't wait to come see you. I'm not going to be like all these other wimps who are like, I'll call in. No, get your butt into the studio.
Thank you.
I'm going to come see you guys in 90 minutes. That's going to be all kinds of fun. I can't wait. But, Shafki, I needed to thank you first. Sometimes your social media videos are a little bit too close to your face. But last night, it really, really helped me. It helped calm me down that you were screaming at Kyle Freeland into your phone. because I wanted to, I was screaming at Kyle Freeland while we were still on the air yesterday, which is not something we usually do. That was absolutely ridiculous. I can't stand this red ass stuff in baseball anymore. And you spoke to me, man.
You know, the thing that bugs me is that I saw a lot of people like, whoa, Matt Bum. Dude, that act wore thin on Giants fans at the end. At one point, it made total sense. Like, I get it. Our whole perspective on celebrations has shifted. All right. Now there's a time and place. Again, I've watched Elliot Ramos bat flip and then flip off every little garment on him on a walk. On a walk. What Devers did yesterday, he's holding the bat and going from shoulder to shoulder. It looks like to me there's a glare because it's sunny and he doesn't know if it's going to stay fair or not. And he doesn't know if it's going to get over the fence or not. And he's still kind of jogging. Like, Freeland was looking to be triggered. I honestly believe there's something else going on in his life that might have led to this. This is just pure speculation because I think he went completely overboard here.
I saw it the same way you did. Dibs didn't agree with me. He thought he was pimping the whole thing. But I was like, I don't know if he knew that was going to be a home run. So he's kind of giving it the body language thing.
Exactly.
But, dude, you said it about an hour ago, and I was like, why can we not look at the world this way? Somehow, we are in a vortex where, as a baseball pitcher, if somebody is an inch too close to the plate for your liking, you're allowed to take a hardened sphere and huck it at that person. That's not disrespectful. That's owning your space. But if somebody else hits that ball over the fence and watches it for a hot second, we're now going to use the word disrespectful. I there's so much the highfalutin thing of pitchers and umpires in baseball. Yeah, man, dude, it's antiquated. It's over.
I totally agree. And then I want to double down on this. I've been waiting for this team, the Giants, to show me passion for a long time. And like, they've had all of these different, I call them like flatliners, right? And you can have a couple of flatliners. Give me a passion guy. And I'm going to bring up a guy, a young player. I don't even know if he's good. I don't even know if he's good. Drew Gilbert speaks to my soul. Yep. And I feel like him and Adamas and Chapman and all the guys, the fellas yesterday, it felt like a seminal moment. Forget this year. Suspend whether they can make the playoffs for this year. That was their signal to me as a Giants fan. We are to be bought in on, and we need to add to this mix, and we're going to fight for it. And it spoke to my soul as a Giants fan. I've been begging for that level of passion and unity and chemistry from this team for about a half a decade.
I knew you were heading toward Drew Gilbert, and I've been saying it all week. The guy's got some serious SEC drunk frat guy energy.
Yes.
Like, big time. He really does, but in some sort of a way, it works right now, so he's screaming all the time. He hit that homer a couple days ago, and as he's rounding the bases, he's screaming, "This is our time! This is our time!" And I'm like, it's probably not, but I'm digging it. Like, rock on, dude. They've probably saved Bob Melvin's job. I don't even know if he was really in that much danger, but it was a maybe. And I think they've probably saved his job. And like you said, if nothing else, it injects a little bit of something into our veins that gets us excited for next year.
The voice you hear is that of Mark Willard, who will be joining us, I guess, in studio in the 9 o'clock hour, where he has 10th overall pick in the 95.7 The Game fantasy football draft. Sam Lovin's got the first one. I got the second. We got Dibs and then
Carter. What are you doing, Spadoni? What are you doing with number two?
I'm thinking Jake Moody.
I know Lovin's going to take Chase. He doesn't have the guts to take anyone else. What are you doing?
We'll see. I'm keeping it. My card's close to the vest here, Mark. I'm not entirely sure. What are you doing? What are you doing with the 10th pick?
Jimmy G.
Well, I mean, when you're in the back half, you just got to play the board. But, I mean, I took a quick look last night, and I just wanted to make sure there were 10 players I was comfortable with. So that, like, one of them will be there. And I've got my 10. I've got my 10, and we'll see which one y'all leave to me.
If you were to allow someone who's an on-air personality to do your draft for you in another league, who would you trust the most to walk away with the best team?
That's a good one.
Oh, my God, that's a good question. So it has to be one of the six of us.
Yep.
Well, you know Steiny's auto-drafting, so there's that.
Yeah. No. The middays are eliminated immediately. That's, yeah. That's a no. And Dibs gets too angry in the middle. Like, I trust him in the first round, but by round two, he's always pissed off at somebody for something, and then he acts on emotion. So I'm down to you two guys. And the only reason I'm going to say you, Spadoni, is Shasky. I've never played with you. I don't know what you're. I don't know how locked in you are on this.
Well, he doesn't even have his first pick this morning. It's a contest winner, Mark and San Ramon's picking for him.
Yeah. I know.
So we have three marks.
It's down to you two guys, but I'm going to lean Spadoni until I see what you got, Shasky.
That's fair. That's fair. You know what happens is right now I'm in a fantasy drought in the sense that I've made the playoffs a zillion times. I just can't get over the hump. It's just it's been a long, long, long time for me. And,
Kyle Shanahan.
I am. I can't win the big one.
Yeah, you're like another coach we talk about in this city.
Well, they call me the Marty Schottenheimer of fantasy football.
Oh, no. Rest in peace.
I'll get you there. But, man, I'm going to lose in a horrific fashion with my best player on the sidelines.
Yeah, you're just picking up weird bench players and on a gut feeling and sticking them in there and having them absolutely goose you.
Yeah, well, have you ever been a part of a 16-team league, Mark?
No. I've done 14 before, and it's frustrating. So 16 I've never done before, but I'm a little older, so I'm going to try to just, like, you know, whatever, let's go with the flow. And see what happens. But, yeah, I'm also planning on, like, once you make a pick, I'm going to go run some errands. And then I'll come back, and I'll make the second pick, and then I'll put the kids to bed, and then I'm making the... By the way, Shasky, I like LJ's little T-ball swing there in the living room. I like it.
We're working on it. Yeah, we're working on it right now. He's out of his mind at the end of the day. We get to the goofy hour about 5 o'clock.
The witching hour.
Oh, my God. He's hitting... He's hitting all these balls off the tee. It's going crazy. I got to ask you about the Giants one more thing. Is Devers, because I think he is, the best left-handed hitter since Bonds that they've acquired? I mean, I think legitimately we need to recalibrate. Forget 30 home runs. I think this guy could legitimately get 40 and 110 for them next year.
I don't know who the other names would be that would battle it, and the only reason that doesn't seem like a no-brainer is that he hasn't been here long enough to really kind of like sink in for all of the fans, plus obviously the first 6 to 7 weeks were combined with so much losing and a lot of striking out and all of that. But, like, I've been saying this the whole time. I know you have too. Like, Rafi Devers doesn't need – he's well beyond needing to prove something to anybody. Like, he's transitioning. He'll figure it out. Rafi Devers is one of the top 10, 12 hitters in the game. And so I found it laughable that a losing streak – kicked a lot of national reporters into this. Well, the Giants got fleeced on that trade. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, I don't know what they gave up. I don't know what the Red Sox had even gotten out of this. Just because they went through a hot July and the Giants didn't does not change that trade. So I'm with you.
Harrison has 11 starts in AAA and about a 4 ERA, maybe a little under high threes. And then Jordan Hicks has done nothing. And they traded away Tibbs to the Dodgers. So, I mean, look, really, you took on the contract. That's kind of how I'm viewing it.
Which is fine. Like, they've got plenty of money. That's what we've been asking them to do all along. So the only worry about that is if they then use it to say, you know, we're not going to be on the market now for the next 5 years to sign anybody else. That'd be my only concern. But other than that, I'm not worried about the Giants' finances. They're cool.
Hey, Mark, I'll see you in about an hour and 20 minutes.
Thanks for calling in.
Get you ready, boy. I'm coming.
Yeah,
there he goes. Mark Willard, who joined us on the River Islands guest line.
Let me ask you guys. Are we all in agreement? It might not have been the real, you know, the day he debuted as a Giant. Was that the moment Rafi became a Giant?
Yes.
All right.
That was the signature moment that because we kept waiting for it. Like, the amount of people I kept saying, even our text, this is the moment. This is the moment. This is no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
That was the moment yesterday.
How about Adamus? Are we going to put him in that same category, or we're still kind of, or maybe there's another moment?
I
think it's for both of them.
I think it is for both of them, too. I'm going to put Willie Adamus in there. Okay. He was a fighter yesterday, and I appreciated that. And he's been balling out lately, so I'll give Willie that. Yes.
All right, so...
two people had their moments yesterday as Giants. How about that?
Does anyone remember the moment Christian McCaffrey became a Niner?
Ooh. I remember the first game he played. It was against the Kansas City Chiefs. It was not great. They got destroyed in that one.
Do you remember what they did the very next week?
Who'd they play? Was it the Rams?
Yeah. He threw a touchdown, caught a touchdown, ran in a touchdown. And I think Debo's the only other one that had done that in the Shanahan era.
I like that.
He had three touchdowns in that game, if memory serves, the very next week against the Rams on the road in SoFi.
I like to think that the moment Christian McCaffrey became a 49ers when you and Bonte predicted that the Niners would make that trade for him. I mean,
before it even happened, baby.
You know, my ego likes that. But
stroking that ego. Why not? What's another? Kevin Durant. When did he become a Warrior, Joe? Was it that step-back shot over LeBron?
In his face? Yeah, but he'd been so great for so long. I think the cupcake moment when they went to OKC and it felt like it kind of galvanized everyone and it started off kind of rocky, and the next thing you know, they just went on in like an explosion. I mean, the first game ever with KD, I think they got blown out by the Rockets.
They did. Yes, they did.
Spurs.
That's what it
was. Spurs. Okay, that's a good one. When Bay Area athletes became Bay Area athletes, right? Basically,
so
what
like
it is.
Bonds. Like I remember Bonds' first home game against the Marlins, hitting one off the Charles Schwab Bond sign or whatever it was in the Family Pavilion. Like that's the moment that sticks in my head.
Is Jimmy Butler a Warrior? Has he had a Warrior moment?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Jimmy's
had some Warrior moments, but I'm trying to think about a moment.
I don't know if I could think about one. I mean, he had the coffee pop up. He went over to that, right?
Yeah, I went to that.
Big Head Coffee.
He's definitely a Warrior now, but like, did he have a moment? I'm trying to remember the season.
Buddy Hield had some moments.
Buddy Hield had a game seven moment. He had a game seven moment for the show.
I mean, I'm trying to think of Jimmy Butler in 888-957-9570.
You know, like I think of Jordan Poole. Money time!
Yep.
Money time!
You can think about him. Like, and of course, like the legends.
The legends are the legends.
Yeah, they know like Steph, Draymond. There's so many Draymond ones that you could go to ones that aren't even basketball related.
Do you remember the moment Debo, was it like a Niner?
For me, he became a Niner legend against the Cowboys.
Okay, that's a good one
for me. Before that, like because he helped like, get you to do a Super Bowl before that. But against the Cowboys, was able to do there,
I like that.
Saying, no, Kyle, give me the ball.
Like an all-time legend.
Yes, that was for me, that was the moment for Debo Samuel. God, there's so many, though.
Debo.
Exactly. Whoa. Michael Irvin doing an NFL Network. It was, everyone was all galvanized there. That was,
I think,
a sick
the
moment.
Eagles game.
I mean, was going to say the Eagles
before
game.
Before that, he was already Debo Samuel.
He was already
in our mind.
He snatched their souls
but,
there.
Man, that it's cemented greatest, him as like, dude, you're a legend for that.
It's the greatest. I signed a check, and now I have to cash it. Moment in Bay history in a long time. That's how he was unbelievable. Then said goodbye to Eagles fans as they were walking out.
Talking trash all week, too.
It was on for months. Not all week, for months.
Dre Greenlaw trying to fight Big Dom. Best part of that
By
game.
By the way, I want the real Big Dom t-shirts should be Dom Smith shirts.
Oh, okay.
I want to sell yeah. those. The real Big Dom.
The real Big Dom. Not the fake Dom Big Smith. Dom. Okay.
You like that. Carter's like, I like that.
Hey, he's a fan of the program. Fan of the show right
Dom
here.
Dom Smith.
Friend of the show.
The other guy that I was thinking about, you know, long and hard, like, you know, when they became a particular, you know, player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Bosa. Was there a Nick Bosa, I've arrived, I'm a Niner moment?
Oh, the Baker game.
You beat me to it. When he sacked Baker and then did the flag thing.
He did the flag because of the Ohio State,
Fifth
Oklahoma.
Game of the year, 2019.
Yes, that was it.
He also had that Carolina
on
interception
Monday night.
Against Kyle Anderson. Kyle Allen. That was awesome.
That was it.
It really was.
Or when he was talking to the media and telling everyone to wash their hands at Super Bowl week.
What was the Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm a Niner moment? I think it's the Jacksonville Jaguar game.
That's
specifically.
Yeah, that's
not
a good one.
There was the moment against the Bears where he's like pointing and yelling and screaming.
Vontae always likes to tell him, he's like, we got a quarterback.
He's
yelling at people to get over here.
It wasn't the Lewis Murphy touchdown.
No, it's not the Lewis Murphy touchdown against the Seahawks getting blown out.
It's his third ever pass.
I mean, the Saints game? That was good.
That's the Kittle moment.
That's a Kittle moment.
See,
okay.
To me, that's the Kittle
but
moment.
But Jimmy was clutching that one, too.
Jimmy was amazing.
Brock Purdy.
Kyle Juszczyk got absolutely demolished in that game on a throw by Jimmy. He immediately grabbed his head, and I was like, oh my goodness, Juszczyk, get the cart.
Oh, Jimmy's playing in some games this year for the Rams. I like are going to have to be meaningful. I'm just telling you right now.
God, I can't
and he's
going
to throw medicine balls
Please
at Devontae Adams.
Game.
He's going to play. Like, it's
Please
gonna,
be a Niner
It's going to be Devontae, Jimmy, Puka Nacua going to Levi Stadium or vice versa going to SoFi. That would be amazing. But what about Brock Purdy? When did he become the Niners?
See, to me, everyone's going to point to the Dolphin game, but I disagree. I think it's against Tom Brady, the first ever start. And it was the throw before halftime to CMC near the sidelines.
That's a good one.
Where he's like toe-tapping in the end zone. It was just so sick.
You can go Seahawks. You could go that throw that he had completed to Kittle against the Cowboys where it wasn't his best game.
That was
game,
pretty
but
sick.
Like that, but I think that was more of a Kittle
sick.
Catch, but that was... That was clutch, right? When Dak wasn't doing anything
yeah.
and like someone was begging to win that game. It was on a silver platter and Purdy made the connection with Kittle there. That's a good one. We're talking about, you know, Rafi Devers becoming a San Francisco Giant yesterday and other Bay Area moments where players became either a San Francisco 49er, you know, a San Jose Shark, if you will, or a you know, San Francisco Giant, what have you. 888-957-9570, well, Golden State Warrior.
You know, like, there's just... Brandon Ayuk, it gets lost. Brandon Ayuk made a hell of a play, a catch and run against the Green Bay Packers in the rain
yeah.
when Debo was down. And, like, he's had other moments.
I mean, the NFC
he's
Championship
had a lot of other
game.
Moments.
Yeah,
yes.
The butterfly catch.
The butterfly catches. But the week before
ladybug.
Was such a big...
Oh, it was a ladybug? I was...
Yeah,
ladybug, grasshopper, caterpillar.
Yeah, wrong garden insect.
Oh, there you go. It was one of them. It's okay.
For me, when it came to Purdy, honestly, I think back to that game against Tom Brady,
yes,
right? But the real moment was when they panned to his dad in the stands crying.
Oh, that's pretty
As
cool.
a fan, I was like,
I was
dude,
game,
I'm immediately connected to that
okay,
guy. Like,
yeah.
that is awesome. Like, yeah. so cool.
The Purdy story is pretty incredible. I mean, it really is. It's one of the more incredible ones.
We've honestly taken it for granted a little bit because of just it was shoved
He's
down everyone's throat.
The Niners.
The quarterback of the Niners,
He's
but also
under the lightning.
But also he is like it's the last pick of the NFL draft, and I think we are a little jaded because of the Kurt Warner story, because of his being, you know, stocking grocery shelves and then him having a movie
Maybe.
About him. No, we just are okay. as a society. We've had so many stories like this. The Invincible story was of Vince Papale.
Mm.
Like, we've had so many of these different types of stories, and it's like a Disney movie. So we're a little, you know, kind of worn off. If you're Brock Purdy this season, like, anything else he does going forward, like, and yeah, you're a 49er fan. You want him to win the Super Bowl, obviously. The guy got paid to do it. But he could do no wrong as far as I'm concerned the rest of his career.
So I'm going to go way back in yesteryear. The day, and I know Jim Harbaugh had many moments, the day that Jim Harbaugh, Vernon Davis, Alex Smith, and Dante Whitner all became Niners was the game against the Saints.
It has to be.
The Dante Whitner hit on Pierre Thomas is one of the greatest hits in Niner history.
Oh, just absolutely silence.
It's just
night, see you later.
And then for Vernon to have multiple plays in the final couple minutes, the Alex run, Jim Harbaugh, you know, like with Vernon crying. I mean, just God.
There were so God, many big names and faces in that game that we sleep on.
Jimmy Graham should have got down at the one, yep, and they win that game.
You know,
if he goes down at the one, they kick a field
goal. You know who gets slept on those Saints teams? That was freaking good wide receivers, Marquise Colston.
Oh, he was so
As we're talking about fantasy football, a guy that was captain
Darren
of consistency.
Darren Sproles was on that team. That team was loaded.
They were stacked, and they couldn't stop a lick on defense late in that game. And
what did you Alex say, Smith?
Sir? I'll say, yeah, when did Kyle Shanahan officially become the 49ers coach?
Ooh, that's a good one. When did Shanny do it for you?
I think it was the win week 17 up in Seattle to finally vanquish the Seattle Seahawks as we're playing them this week. That win to beat the Seahawks and Russ after Dre Greenlaw made that stop on the 1 yard line. Like, I thought that Seattle was just going to own us forever up there. And for them to win the West, get the number one seed, beat the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football, that was the moment for me with Shanahan.
There's a lot, too. He's won a lot of big games. And that one in particular, it being Sunday Night Football, Chris Collinsworth, Al Michaels on the call, and we still didn't know. I think that was Al Michaels' last season, if I'm not mistaken, too. I'm pretty sure it was at NBC because it was the final game of the season, and everyone was just like, oh, did he cross? Did he stop him? Came down to the last play. Came down to the last freaking play of unreal. The season, too. And it was unreal. And it was Jimmy Garoppolo. And it was Kyle Shanahan. And it was them winning it. And it did feel like a changing of the guard, officially, too. It was Seahawks. And then it shifted to the 49ers then. And
Kyle Shanahan. Jim Tomsula become coach of the Niners?
Carlos Hyde game, right?
The Coe's interview.
Oh, my God. Joan and payroll.
A little running and a little throwing.
and then Chip the next year
it wasn't Fartgate for you?
No, that was during the season. And then when Chip Kelly got hired the following year, Trent Baalke was on this long soliloquy about how Chip's golden retriever sat in Trent's lap and how Trent knew right then and there that was the next coach of the Niners. Look it up.
By the way, I don't want to be this guy because I love dogs. I'm over the Kirk Herbstreit golden retriever. Like, it's too much. I'm done.
Well, we act like Kirk's the only one who has a dog.
Well, that's exactly. It's too much. All right.
I'm with you.
And the dog took a dump on the field when the guy was attempting the kick, too. Did you guys see that for College Game Day? The dog literally pooped as the kids try to win $250,000, and dog's just taking a crap right next to him. Come on. Like, what are we doing here?
Didn't the kid still make it, though?
Yeah, that's fine for the. He should have won $1 million at that point. Fight through adversity, Sammy.
I mean, he could teach Kyle Freeland some stuff.
Well, Jake Moody could learn.
Jake Moody could learn. Was the dog on a leash?
I don't know.
That's another thing. Like, just too many people like don't have their dogs on leashes just in general. We go a little flippant with the dogs. Like, just because you're comfortable with your dog walking around doesn't mean society is.
Well, no, that's why I always get at. You always have a leash dog because I don't care how good your dog is. You don't know how my dog or someone else's dog is going to react.
People might be triggered by dogs,
well, correct.
Kids,
that's the whole
whatever.
Point. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he's harmless. I don't really give a damn. You know what I give a damn about, Carter? The injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Oh, God. The Giants might be close to getting Gerard Encarnacion back.
No way he's on it again.
Bob Melvin said over the weekend that Encarnacion will finish workouts in Arizona this week and could join Sacramento for a rehab assignment by week's end. He's been sidelined with the grade 2 hamstring strain since early August. The hope is that he could get some at-bats in before the end of the season for that final playoff push, maybe, Sammy. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Dave Fleming going to be joining us, 8:30. Voice of the Giants is on the call yesterday, talking about that whole debacle of Freeland, Devers. And did Rafi Devers officially become a San Francisco Giants player yesterday? He's been a Boston Red Sox legend, we know that. But yesterday, he became a Giant. And also, The Giants bringing you back in, Giants fans? Are they slowly reeling you in like Bass Fish Pro? Like you just keep reeling you in. You're a sucker on that line. I think they have with Shasky. I know Sam Lubman's been there. I think Carter's buying back too. I might be as well. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.